Hello.
Hello, my name is Jennifer from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Who is this?
We're calling from Opinion Research. My name is Jennifer.
What's this for?
We're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. We would like to know if you're a registered voter in Maryland.
Yes, I'm a registered voter. Why?
Okay, thank you so much. For scientists, says climate change is getting worse due to the fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves or extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Well, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Will you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate changes in Maryland?
I wouldn't say I've been financially impacted by the climate change.
So you will somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or somewhat agree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you so much. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate changes and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Will you support or oppose this bill?
Support.
Will you strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate changes. After each, please indicate whether you will support or oppose a proposal. The first one is building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Will you support or oppose this?
Support.
A strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. The next proposal is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Will you support or oppose this?
Support.
A strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. The next proposal is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Will you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. The next one is increasing access to public transportation. Will you support or oppose this?
Somewhat support.
Thanks. The next one is expanding quality healthcare. Will you support or oppose?
What did you say?
Expanding quality healthcare. Will you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Okay, the next one is protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Will you support or oppose this?
Somewhat disagree or somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Improving electrical grid and reliability. Will you support or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly support? Okay, somewhat. Thank you so much. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate changes? please let me know if you will find it very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. The first one is that big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis.
Can I have a question? How long is this survey going to be?
Not that long. We almost finished. We're more than half of the survey.
What do you mean by more than halfway? How many more questions do I have to answer?
Not sure exactly how many more questions, but we're like in 70% of the survey.
Which means you're not sure how many more questions.
I'm sorry?
I said, what do you mean you're not sure how many more questions?
The one that I'm presenting to you right now, it has three statements and is a single question. So it's not going to stay that long.
What is this for again?
Sure, it's an opinion survey that we're conducting related to local issues in Maryland. We are calling from Opinion Research.
So what are y'all using the survey for?
To know about the impact that the climate changes basically has to your opinion on your daily basis. And what do you think about the proposals that people are making for the Maryland's lawmakers?
That still don't answer what y'all are using this information for. It's showing the impact, but what do you... Just finish this, come on.
I'm sorry?
Okay, let's just get this out of the way quickly.
Sure, okay. So the first statement is that big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 70s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it's only fair that the same companies help pay to protect Maryland for climate changes. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. The next one is that the communities who have contributed the least of the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate changes. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing? Thank you. The next one is climate changes is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Thank you. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farm in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
It has no impact.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
Diminish my opinion.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change, and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
Thank you. Now, will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of the climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to customers? Will you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Now, the next one. If the 2024 elections were held today, For whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Robert F. Kennedy.
I'm sorry?
I said independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Okay, thank you. The last few questions are just for static purposes only, and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
Between 18 to 34.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you so much. May I know what is your race?
African American.
Thank you so much. And may I also know your gender?
Male.
Thank you. That is pretty much it. I really thank you so much for taking the time to take the survey with us. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay, you too.
Thank you so much. Bye.